You've expressed concern about low interest rates that often lead to higher debt burdens and inflation. Would you say that characterizes what's happening in the United States right now?
I view it just very much mechanically. Buying power, which comes in the form of money and credit, when that's produced in a quantity which is much greater than the incremental production of goods, services, and financial assets, drives those financial asset prices to go up. And the printing of money, the monetization of debt, is a last phase in a long-term debt cycle because it indicates that when there's a lot of debt and there's a zero interest rate and you print that money, that debt monetization has its effects. So what we're seeing now in the market is very, very, very classic. It's happened repeatedly in that enormous amount of buying power created by the creation of money, which doesn't raise living standards, that is passing through the system. And so you're seeing it happen in the inflation of goods, services, and financial assets.